Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignments from over the weekend. On Friday, is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment, rearrange the voices on each side of that duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? Record and listen. Example, one side, I have to say something. She's not doing what we've been asked to do. Monitor. Second side, I can't say anything. What if she gets offended, afraid? And then on April 18th, Saturday, can you see how the voices are framing your choices to ensure that you never win? Example, if I notice someone doing something that is against the rules, I should report it or say something. But that would open me up to someone's irritation or make them feel bad. If I don't say something, then I run the risk of not doing the right thing or worse. Perhaps get into trouble myself. Assignment, what are the two choices the voices offer you? RL, what you see. And then on Sunday, what possibilities might be available if you dropped out of ego's either or framing of the issue? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. My name is Julian. I'm from Brooklyn.
Hello, Julian. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing a lot, and I have to tell you, this is my first time being a part of a retreat and being called upon, and I'm a longtime follower of yours through reading. And so anyway, the things
welcome.
That have been coming up, thank you. I'm a big fan. The biggest thing that's coming up is a relationship to time and how I use it, and I'm kind of surprised and intrigued by that. The voices, I'm a musician and grew up not being in traditional schooling, so what I did with my time was everything. If I chose to practice, if I chose not to. As an adult, and especially being home during this time, I'm noticing that the voices are always having to do with, if you do that, you're wasting this time. If you waste the time, you're ... unlovable, this, that, and the other, the whole mm-hmm. scheme.
Bad, wrong person.
Yeah, exactly. Bad, wrong person. And I'm just very curious to hear you speak about, I guess just the nature of that when you're looking at chronological time. I don't see another route to framing it, because I do have certain responsibilities that if I don't do in a certain amount of time,
Well,
they have consequences,
Julian,
like everyone does.
But here's the deal. What I think I understood you to say is you've heard this for years.
Oh, yeah, since I was five.
So right. So that's the point. The point is that you are deeply conditioned to believe that that story is true. So once it gets hooked to, but this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and then that means that, that's the path to suffering.
Right.
So
right.
Is there any truth to that? No. No, it's completely, absolutely, and utterly made up. All of it. All of it. Even though our own individual story is so very true to us, there's no truth to it. It doesn't matter a fig whether you practice or not. You're going to live and you're going to die. Okay? So how
so
you
good.
Are in each moment matters tremendously. And, of course, I would say letting go of self-hate is going to serve you a lot better than whether or not you practice.
Right. Wow.
Right. So that's what we're really going for in this, is seeing that process, and again, seeing how when you leave it to the voices, you never do it right. Because even if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're not doing it well enough. You're not as good as okay? So it's getting out of that whole conversation that we're going for here. Because, from once you get into something like a Zen perspective, even time and space are illusions.
Right.
But that's for another conversation, Julian. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Sherry, thank you. That
you are.
Resonated really loud and clear.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Don't
you.
Be a stranger.
Thank you so much. I
and
won't.
Take
I'll be
care
here
of
every day.
Yourself. Brooklyn, we're all very aware that, stay home. All right.
Yeah, we
Thanks,
absolutely.
Julian.
Much love. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks, Julian. Sherry, that was so interesting because it points to how much we don't actually question the content of duality.
Mm-hmm.
And that what the voices say on either side are absolutely true. And
yes.
So to just consider the notion that what I do, that that purpose, even purpose or responsibility is not actually real, but it's completely mm-hmm. conditioned. It's an interesting notion to come up against, especially in these times where there is the ability to live differently and to watch the duality mm-hmm. operate when it's not valid.
Yes. Yeah. The circumstances all change and the story from ego goes right on.
Exactly.
It never misses a beat. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
exactly.
this particular focus is really helpful because mm-hmm. just that realization, that's a duality. Okay, I'm in ego land.
Yeah.
Just getting that mm-hmm. Helps us to step back in a life-changing way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jeff in North Carolina.
Hello, Jeff. What are you saying?
Hey. I've shared about this before, but I think it's important to share about it again. And that is that I am back on, I think, assignment 3 or so. And the reason is because when I write about, when I start to write about the dialogue, there's so much, and I, I don't know how many pages I wrote. And then there's so many, so much beliefs and assumptions to look at. And then, the subpersonalities and
Jeff,
all the rest of it. Yep.
Jeff, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
So
because you can write pages and pages. You could sit there for the rest of your life and write pages and pages and pages and pages, which ego would love for you to do. But that's not the point. Okay? Because you've been practicing for a long time. You're not going to see
right.
anything new. That's why you can say, I've shared about this before. Of course, we all have. Once we have get to the point of realizing, that's ego's deal in this life. That's what ego is doing with Jeff. Then we don't need to dissect it after that. So with a particular content, such as control, okay, or, let's say control. So here's my encouragement. Set a timer. Don't be on exercise 3 when we're in exercise. I don't even know where we are. Don't do that. Set a timer. See what you see. Let life drop it in. Don't look to conditioned mind to tell you more and more and more, because all it's doing is getting you to be behind. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me the alternative, because that was going to be my question. So what do I do instead?
Yeah. 10 minutes. So my teacher used to, people would say to him, I can't just sit. I can't just meditate for half an hour. It takes me a half an hour to settle down. Okay? Well, if it takes you a half an hour to settle down, you better learn to settle down a lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. So, just give it a limit and see what I see during
That's
that
right.
time and
That's
move
exactly
on.
That's exactly it. And move on. Exactly.
Okay. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Here
he goes.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Oh, what a fantastic suggestion, Sherry. I particularly appreciate the exercises today, what's up to look at right now, and then to look at it and then move to the next day. It's such a training in the same principle that we do at the monastery kitchen, which is to, when you ring the bell, you're done, right?
That's right.
There's an attitude of mind that assists us to be present to what we need to be looking at in the moment, rather than what we were looking at in the Saturday workshop, where conditioning is given the opportunity to regurgitate the past.
Yes, yes, yeah. And set us up,
and
right? Because that's all it's ever doing.
It's
just setting us up in the present to relive the past. That's all that's going on. And so with that example of the kitchen and the bells, we learn not to dawdle.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? So if, you know, people, being late is so popular with people, right? Because everybody's listening to ego, and that's how we're late. So learn to be early. You can
mm-hmm.
meditate
mm-hmm.
until the appointed time. It's
mm-hmm.
very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the evolution of practice, right? When you start, you've got to pay attention to how to bring the voices into awareness. And then once you know its deal, then the focus of where you're evolving in that practice of looking at the specifics around the content actually does evolve.
Yes.
What you're looking at changes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Tom in Texas.
Hello, Tom. What are you seeing?
You know, and there is nothing wrong with you. An example that was used is getting a haircut and following that all the way to do these things or die. And listened to that over 500 times, and it hasn't really resonated until I did the exercise. And looking at control. And no matter what control I was observing, I noticed if I took it far enough, that's where I ended up, including things like doing all the laundry or or something really, really important like that. So it was, you always say it's good to see, but it's just good to experience.
Tom.
Right?
Yes, because a theory is not going to liberate us. Right? We have to have the experience. That's what the workshop on Saturday was all about. We have to have the experience. We have to have our own experience. And what Ashwini was just pointing at speaks to what you're looking at, which is how practice evolves over time. Because it takes a long time to get to ego's deal is an unstated but understood, or you will die. Really? If I don't get a haircut? If I don't get all the laundry done, I'm going to die? Yeah, that's what it's threatening us with. Now, as soon as you hear it out loud, you go, well, that's ridiculous. But it takes a lot of practice to get to hearing it out loud.
It does, and even starting with new beginnings, the new beginning was to, you know, every time your eye recognized a voice, that was the new beginning. And so in doing that with this, it opened the door for experience. And so it was perfectly aligned, isn't that funny?
Yes.
To allow me to see this from an entirely different perspective. So thank you.
Yeah, well, and that's why we don't need to worry. You know, either with Jeff that he's not going to get all the information, or Julian that there's going to be a waste of time. No, it is not possible for us to make a mistake. It's just not. Even if we're not paying attention, we'll get hit over the head with the same board until we do. There's nothing to fear.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. There is nothing to fear, right, Jerry? And part of this process is actually developing the confidence that that is the case, because our experience will tell us that we go around the same circle until we see through it, and we're given the opportunity to do that.
The voices are trying to get us to quit. My God, you've been around this circle. How many times you've been, for God's sake, quit. Well, I'm going to keep going around this circle till I see what's going on here.
Well, and that even that, sorry, Tom, I don't think you're muted. Let me make sure you are. Hang on a second. That we get to see that part of the process as well, right? That self-hate that says you're not going past this yet. That's the first thing we have to go past in order to go past all of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's, of course, where we always get back to humility and gratitude and all of those kinds of, hey, I am a person who knows it's possible to wake up and end suffering in a lifetime. Okay, if nothing else ever happened for me, that would be enough to have me live in gratitude, falling down, kissing the ground constantly, right?
Yeah.
But we have so much more than that. All these circles we get to go around.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find Tom in the queue so I could mute him.
I bet he's muted himself.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. Here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jeff from Ohio.
Hello, Jeff. What are you seeing?
I was thinking the duality, which is basically run away or get angry. And I guess there's a third one, which is control. You know, it's either I control or I get angry or I run away. And
do you get angry when you feel like you're being controlled?
No, this
you
is
run
about
away
me
when
controlled.
You feel like you're being controlled?
If I can't control someone, then I run away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, if they're not doing what I want, then I'm going to get...
I'm out of here.
You know, I'm either going to get angry or get out of there.
Uh-huh.
And so I've just been... I don't know what's been happening, but I've just... Well, I've lost a lot of the fear, because all that's driven by the fear that if I don't pick the right thing to say or do, then something awful is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just, you know, been experienced where I'm starting to realize that's not true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, that's a happy moment, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that, you know, that yeah, and so I can just do, there's a lot of freedom there of I mean, what drops in as to what to say when I stop, well, let go of the fear, is something which seems to be a lot wiser than the choices I was making before.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, it's good to see, isn't it?
Yes.
It is so
yes.
good to see. Yeah, so yes. What if this ego program that's been controlling me all of my life is not valid? What if what I'm hearing in my head isn't true?
Yes.
All right, well, let's find out. And, of course, that immediately positions you not to be listening to that, but to be open to your other possibility. And what you find is life's guidance.
Yes. And what I've, you know, what I've done in all these years is try to be, you know, try to be present so that my life would be better.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm seeing glimpses of, that being present is the only, quote, better life, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Being present is the life, because I look at all this other stuff. Yeah.
And Jeff, you know, again, that's something ego could use against a person if they weren't paying attention, which is why I want to underline it. You tried to do that and tried to do that and tried to do that and tried to do that until you got to the place basically of realizing you didn't need to try to be what you already are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that this moment is this moment, and it is so wonderful in and of itself, regardless of the circumstance.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I'm very happy for you.
Yes, I am too.
That's glorious. Yeah, yep. You're happy for you too. Yes, and no reason not to. not to, you know, to recognize and to be grateful. I don't know if you were in the workshop on Saturday, but that was a big part of it, is to be grateful to that person who just kept, he just kept showing up, doing the best he could, showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up.
Yeah.
We owe a debt of gratitude to that person.
Yeah. And I just have to, the other thing is, I mean, I read Dark Night of Soul a lot. And there, I mean, to me, he takes a step further and says that these bad things that I've been avoiding are really what we want.
Yes.
You know, that stuff.
Well, in that language, those are the things that cause you to choose God.
Right.
Yep.
And in my language, it's like, I mean, that's part of letting go of, no, there aren't, you know, nothing is wrong. There are no mistakes. There's nothing that happens which is wrong. You know.
Exactly right. Yep.
They're all gifts. And that's where, you know, again, it's still, well, and that's part of it is that it's okay if I resist, you know, if it's okay if I don't, you know, I don't want it to happen, but when it happens, I can embrace it and go through it. Yeah.
That is exactly right. And it's a process. In the same way, everything else you've experienced has been a process. It's all part of it. It's getting to the point of trusting that even though I can watch ego say, no, 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 I know that that's ego, and I know that this circumstance is my opportunity to not choose ego and to be in presence.
Right. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, well done, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
Hallelujah, Sherry.
Yeah.
You know, that the two things that Jeff said that so struck me, one, the shift from presence is the better life. It's the shift from that place where we continuously believe that we leave here now in order to get somewhere, in order to get what here now is, offers us all the time that shift from the objective conditionality of conditioned mind. And then to recognize that if I accept everything that's here as here for me, then I am living in the presence of what is, no matter what is. I'm living in presence. Yeah.
Yes. And you are describing that, you're putting information on that circle you were talking about earlier.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. That's what that circle is. I leave here where everything that my heart desires is to go out there to try to do something, get something, be something, and then it doesn't work. I just keep doing that until I realize here is where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that place that Jeff was talking about where the difficulty that is avoided all the time is our best opportunity, and oftentimes, you know, we're forced to face it as because we won't otherwise, right? And that's how we come to, there are no mistakes because I'm perfectly guided to what it is I need to encounter and transcend. And even if I refuse, I'll be taken care of in that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's being proved to us, huh?
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, we're so blessed.
Mm. Well, we seem to have time for one more caller, Sherry, so here we go.
Oh,
next
yay.
Caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Judy from California.
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is that when I want to learn something, I find a great teacher, you know, you or anybody else, and then I do what they suggest about 85% of the time. And then I hear conditioning come in and saying, oh, let's just tweak it a little bit. You know what to do here better. We don't have to do what they tell us. Let's do this.
Yeah.
That happens over and over.
I just said to someone yesterday, and my teeth actually weren't gritted, but close. And I said exactly the same thing. Why in the world do we human beings get information about what we need to do and then not do it.
Right.
And complain that what we didn't do didn't work.
Right, right. That's it. That's it, Sherry. It happens. I'm seeing it everywhere. You know, even if I take an exercise class, I'll be involved, really involved, around 50 minutes, and then, oh, I think I want to do it this way. Let's go home now. It's just over and over.
That's, well, and this is where, as you know, I say, isn't that good to see?
Yeah.
Right? Because at that 85%, that's where you're going to run into ego, and it's going to have a sledgehammer. Right? Okay. Because this has really been working for ego. You can try really, 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 really hard and stay in dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
ego's dream come true.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah, it's really been a
Somebody is not muted. Somebody is not muted. So whoever you are, Ashwini is not being able to mute you. So if everybody mute, *6, whatever is going to get you for us not to hear you, we'd be grateful. Thank you. Go ahead, Judy.
Well, I'm just saying that I think this is a huge change, you know, whether it's recording or listening or anything. I mean, all these things. You know, there's just this, let me do it my way. You've done enough here now. Let's go on and do it.
Yeah. And the thing that you're pointing out that's so helpful to all of us is I think that's me.
Yes.
I think my way is me.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're seeing is, no, my way is ego.
Right. And if I surrender, then I'm giving up my existence. It's that big. You know, if I do what they suggest,
you're going to die.
Right, right.
We're back to it. If you don't, if you surrender 100%, you're going to die. Well, it's true. Ego is going to die.
Yeah,
that's just the fact of the matter, which is why you're going to run into that sledgehammer when that voice starts in and you say, no, I think I'm just going to keep doing this. No, I think I'm going to stay with the class.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much. This is great.
Very exciting, isn't it?
It is very
exciting. The energy yes. with this, the energy that arises with this is the energy you're going to need to have a bigger sledgehammer.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah. I can see that's really been a way of controlling my happiness, my joy, everything. Because there's always that dissatisfaction. Yeah. You try so hard, but you're not doing it.
That's right. You never get there. And and why? Well, you know, you just, there's something wrong with you. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have all these opportunities and still you never get it right. I'm sorry, Judy. You're flawed, deeply flawed.
Yeah.
That's such a load of horse bucky, isn't it? Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Judy. It's so good to see that aspect of the setup, right, Cherry, that anything that has a better idea, it's not really a better idea. It's really an accommodation for my will to be asserted, or my within quotes, my position to be carried, and to recognize that we want to pivot on that and surrender that. And actually, we're never surrendering anything that is our heart's desire when we surrender what the ego says it wants.
Yes.
And that's so hard to see, right? Because it's we are made to feel like I'm giving up something, when actually the authenticity isn't. We're just surrendering the ego, the voice, the whatever it is saying that we should do.
Yeah. Well, the way you're laying it out, what we're surrendering to is authenticity. We're surrendering to the heart.
Yes. Yes, and that's never framed that way, which is why the choice becomes so out of scarcity rather than out of fulfillment, right?
Yeah.
It's not I'm not getting what I desire. I'm having to give it up, and it's such a pernicious mutation.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's like the virus we're living with.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here's our assignment. Self-hate holds in place the suffering over an issue by making it you wrong. What self-hating voices do you hear around this process focus? Write down the self-hating messages. Example, You are so rigid and judgmental. RL, what you're saying. Note, never record self-hate messages.
Never record a self-hating message.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Ashwini, and thank you, everybody. Go happy, please.
Go happy.